Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping it fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is Homecoming Week. Why teachers should join in the fun and show their school spirit. That's what we are going to be focusing on. But before we dig in, let's talk about three things that I am thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for is the changing of the leaves and colors of autumn. I'm so thankful for the beauty of fall, y'all. I am. The trees turning different shades of red, orange, and gold. Those colors remind me to slow down, to breathe, and notice the simple beauty around us. I just love it. Second thing I'm thankful for, seeing my two oldest children at their homecoming dance. Well, technically preparing for their homecoming dance and getting dressed up for it. I'm grateful for the chance just to see them get dressed up. It was really a proud parent moment, seeing them grow, smile, and make memories with friends. It was a lot of fun. They were so excited. My oldest son, it was his first homecoming dance. My daughter has been there before, but still very excited for homecoming dance. This very, very proud parent moment. And then the third thing I'm thankful for is watching my oldest son play baseball. I'm thankful it was his wrapping up of his fall baseball league. He had two really great back-to-back games. It's always fun to see him out there doing what he loves. These moments remind me of how special and yet how fast time goes. And how important it is just to be present in those moments. All right, well, let's get into the main event here, y'all. So once again, today's episode is Homecoming Week. Why teachers should join in the fun and show their school spirit. That's what we're gonna talk about here. First thing that I want to talk about with Homecoming Week is that homecoming participation builds connection. See, when teachers join in Homecoming Week activities, it bridges the gap between the staff and students. Dressing up, laughing, or joining games show that you're a part of their world, part of the student's world. Students remember the adults who were in it with them, not just observing. I just don't want to be just an observer looking in. I want to be a part of the world of my students. It's going to build that connection to them. They're going to remember me dressing up, participating. I want that to be a part of Homecoming Week, is to connect with my students. You know, because not only participating, building, connecting, but it also, the next big thing is that by participating in Homecoming Week with students, it models joy and belonging. It does. Because kids take cues from how adults show up. See, when teachers get playful, it normalizes joy. It says that learning and fun can live together. Even simple participation, like wearing a team jersey or hat, or putting on your pajamas for a spirit day, it builds belonging. It builds connection, and it models the joy and belonging. You know, where I'm teaching this year at Winnebago, many of the staff join in during Spirit Week, and it brings a contagious energy, and it's fun to see who goes all out for dressing up for the different homecoming days. And is always how I was too when I was in my former school district too. I would always dress up and participate too. You know, I'm not minimizing teachers and staff who don't participate, because that's their prerogative. However, I do see how it can build connection, how it can model joy and belonging, not only because from an outsider in, just from doing it and knowing how powerful that is. Because see, when teachers participate in homecoming week, like dressing up for the homecoming themes, it helps to create a positive school culture. And so that is critical. You don't have to go big. Small acts add up. The small actions can mean a big thing to kids. They can, like decorating the hallway, participating in the themed outfits, cheering on at a pep assembly or rally. Those things contribute so positively to a positive school culture. Every act of participation reinforces pride in school community. So important that teachers are part of that. Homecoming week becomes a shared celebration then, where students see that, hey, teachers care enough to show up and to be a part of it. I think about last week was homecoming week for my school district where I teach, and I'm so thankful. I participated in every single day of dress for that was going on. And a lot of times, once again, it's not that complicated. It could be the class color. All right, my class color, that fifth grade's class color was purple last week, so I wore purple. I mean, it can be very simple and unifying for a grade. One of the, and for a teacher class connection, one of the coolest things that I absolutely loved was the homecoming parade last week. So I had always been forevermore, I've always walked with fifth graders and our school district is, you know, my former school district is a lot bigger. So I always would walk with our student leadership council that I was part of, and lead advisor for, would always uh at most of the schools that I was at two of the three schools I was at, we would organize the school walking in the parade and organizing throwing out candy, and that was kind of a really big deal. There was one school we just all of the fifth graders walked in and threw out candy. But whatever the however the dynamic was in terms of I was always there to walk in the parade. I was always dressing up, and I've carried that over to the new school district I'm in. However, you know, it's a smaller school district, and so in this school district, the different classes walk there. Like you have some high school like football players and cheerleaders and different groups that are that are actually in the parade, which is, I think, is super cool. But then you have it's so cool because we on Friday we walked our class over to the parade because the students could watch it and cheer. We received candy. Craziest thing in the world, y'all, that I think was the coolest thing. I've never been to a parade before where they've thrown out ramen noodles. Y'all, I had a ramen noodle packet thrown at me. They were throwing out ramen. Ramen noodle packets, t-shirts, not just little dinky candy, big candy. It was crazy. It was awesome. Man, the energy. We were right next to the speaker system where a person who I think is kind of he does the talking at the powwow typically, and he was talking into the mic, and it just was a really big deal. It was a huge deal, and seeing the different we had several classes that walked in dress, actually in regalia, the Native American dress. That was really neat to see too, with students dressed up in that way. You could just feel the energy. I thought it was such a neat thing. It was one of my favorite things of the school year so far, was taking my fifth graders over to the homecoming parade. We made signs at Friday morning, spirit signs. We're showing off our school spirit with different slogans and sayings on it. We held them up at the parade, and then we could set them down too. They get some candy and different things thrown at us afterwards on Friday, which was crazy. Not crazy in a bad way, crazy in a fun way, was getting to go after the parade was done. And in addition to the parade, it was so cool because my dad and brother came out to the parade and watched the homecoming parade. See, in South Sioux City School District, my dad and brother, and when my mom was alive, they would always come and watch and cheer on my students, cheer on the school, cheer on the district. And so I didn't know how it was going to work in my new school district, Winnebago Public Schools. But I invited my dad and my brother. My dad, you know, walks with a walker. My brother is in a wheelchair, an electric wheelchair. So it's not necessarily easy for them to come out and to be a part of things. But I invited them. I'm like, hey, come sit with our class. We're going to be walking out to it. So they did. And oh, did they enjoy it? What a positive thing it was for them to come out and get to see the festivities, and they loved it. And afterwards, my fifth graders and I walked back to the school, because this was such a cool thing too. They had a staff versus sophomore student boys volleyball game, and that was cool. The students really enjoyed that. Then they had a pep assembly going on that was super neat too, where we got the cheer on, show our school spirit. There were some games going on. There were some cheers going on. Super fun. Just neat to be a part of, y'all. It was just wonderful. Then we ended up going, we ate lunch, went back to the room, and wrapped up our day with just doing a couple like fun little activities here in the classroom. So that was the day on Friday. In addition to us throughout the week dressing up in homecoming spirit days, students got out actually at 1 o'clock on Fridays, so that way they could, because the homecoming football game was actually like an hour after the early out on Friday. Super fun. And then that they actually do the homecoming dance in the evening. Then I know some districts do like the homecoming dance for the high school kids the next day on like Saturday. Different districts do it differently, and that's okay. It doesn't matter how it is district does it. I just encourage, as educators, we get involved. We don't just treat the week as, this is an interruption to learning, and don't participate. Dress up with kids. Dress up. Be a part of the festivities, because homecoming week is more than a theme. It's a reminder that connection fuels learning. And that's a big takeaway. That's a reflective takeaway here, is that connection fuels learning. When teachers participate, it builds trust, belonging, and joy that ripples throughout the year. So big key takeaway here, be a part of the fun. Your presence creates the culture you want to see. So I hope that you, I just encourage and hope that you'll be a part of homecoming this year and years to come, because your participation matters. It does make a difference. And of course, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah.